Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Well, not quite yet, but soon. Thanks to Steve Nelson, who joined us from MLB Network. That was a lot of fun. Thanks to Herbie and Campy for their hard work. I said I wanted to talk baseball before I left out of here yesterday. I didn't realize it would be talking about the second best player in the game being traded. But that's where baseball is right now. And also right now is the McNeil and Parkin show with Matt Spiegel. What a great day to have Matt Spiegel here to help break down some of this stuff. Hello, boys.
What's up, Lawrence? It is
Mr. Baseball. Is microphone?
There it is.
I hit on. I'm sorry. I must have missed it. I probably didn't.
You know what I realized? You know how I complained about the ergonomics of this place? That's confusing because the
volume, you're plugged in left.
Yes. Plugged in left.
Volume right.
But in fairness to the engineers, the on button does say on it.
It does.
And you got to hit it in order to turn the mic on.
Sometimes you got to hit it.
Bad job by me.
I don't like being fair to the engineers. Yeah. I don't like it.
Okay, Mac.
Actually, the other day my headphones broke inside the quarter inch hole. Like it snapped off, and it was inside the clubhouse, and
you're like, where are my needle nose pliers?
Yeah, well, and somehow Rich Wyatt was here and showed up and came in and removed. Or no, but guess it was Friday when me and Anthony were in for you. That's what it was. And I had to talk to Anthony and just pretend everything was fine as the engineer was in front of me doing the thing. These are the challenges of our job.
Very
people
challenging.
People do not respect and appreciate.
When I was doing the You Better You Bet shows with Joe and Costos was hosting the show, so he's sitting where I'm sitting, but we do these radio.com shows. The majority of the people who it's their full-time gig, they don't have to go into a radio studio. They do them from their houses. Like Joe and I, we come in here and do it from the update studio. So Costos hasn't had to turn on his microphone in 2 years. So he was asking the board op during the wild card weekend shows. He's like, so who's going to be handling my microphone? I'm like, dude.
You are.
Dude. It's on and it's off. And they, you know, Mitch, we had 17 producers here. So the board op was in charge of turning Costas's mic on and off. True diva.
You just wanted to make sure that he got the. He is a.
We wanted him to be comfortable.
He is a delight.
He's great.
Costas?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's he's got a lot of energy.
A ton.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
I was reading a story about a program director for another sports station, and he was mentioning something that he hoped to bring to the station. And it was energy. That was the goal.
Yes.
That was his buzzword.
Yes.
It's a big word in our industry.
Energy, reset, play the hits.
Let me ask you guys, I can't imagine that I'll be the first one to make this connection in today's news cycle, but I'll go for it anyway. You've got Pete Rose saying he wants into the Hall of Fame on one hand. And on the other hand, we have this news that ABC and ESPN are going to be showing the betting lines on the bottom lines for the XFL scorebook. I'm looking at it right here. Like the team, whoever's favored, so minus 1.5 and the over-under right there. And it's like all these years where we've tried to maintain this idea that the participants did not know.
Yes.
What was happening in the betting world? That's an entire... I don't look at the point spreads on the agate page of the newspaper. I don't know.
Or the fact that even now, like up until the Super Bowl happened, that if ESPN was going to talk about betting, it had to be in the context of the professional football championship game and then not being able to say the team name when talking about it, only
amazing.
Being able to say the city.
Amazing.
Well, all that is obviously true, and you know I love pointing out hypocrisies in places and using logic to prevail above all, but it's never been okay to bet while you're in the game. And that's what Pete Rose did. Right? So like he's...
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like that was against the rules then, but it's against the rules now, and it'll be against the rules 40 years from now.
What's the XFL going to do, though? Does the XFL
two forward passes.
Even give a crap? Do they even care if the coach who's being shown on the video above the score bug with the spread has a bet on it?
Like, it's, it's a great question.
Are they going to pretend to care?
I don't know. I don't know the integrity of Vince McMahon's league when it comes to scripted drama, right?
Because it's a great question,
right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, look, the over-under is 73.5. Let's say they're sitting at a 71-point total. Do I kneel or do I kick this useless field goal?
Well, we know a guy. We should just text Greg Gabriel.
Yeah.
Because he's the coach at Washington, right? He's one of the coaches at Washington.
He's the coach?
He's an executive. Yeah.
You should ask him.
I liked the idea of Greg Gabriel coaching. Yeah. Some feisty speeches.
Really ornery. Goes at his players on Twitter.
Why not? He would know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he probably would.
Definitely.
I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the XFL. Like, we ran out of show today to talk about it, but I kept... So last week I'm down in Radio Row, right? And I keep seeing Oliver Luck. Like, he's making the rounds. Mm-hmm. He's going on every station. I'm sitting there going, do I want to talk to him? And obviously, like, I'd love to talk to him about Andrew.
Yeah.
But I've heard him dance around those questions on Lebatard Show and a couple other places.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, do I want to get involved with the XFL? Because I was kind of interested in the AAF, and some of the technology that the AAF was doing is why the Carolina Hurricanes owner got involved, because they were doing the real-time betting stuff. Like, that was kind of the next thing that they were going to bring to the sports landscape. And I kept having this kind of back and forth going, yeah, you should totally talk with Oliver Luck. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't talk to him because it's the XFL, and is it still going to be here at the end of the season? Like, these are all the things that were running through my mind.
So it wasn't a moral conundrum. It was a newsworthiness conundrum.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay. He's clearly an interesting person.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's held an interesting life. And I'm like, does it rise to the level of us, should we be getting excited about the XFL before we see the product?
Well, so here's what I think that they're doing well. I think they're doing a good job of, it's launching at the right time. Right after the Super Bowl, their schedule feels like it's at the right time. Like, it doesn't overlap with anything else that is too big of a deal, right? They get to ramp up before March Madness.
And before baseball comes back.
So I think the scheduling makes sense. I think the broadcast partnerships with the NFL make sense.
It helps.
And will help.
Although AAF games were on NFL Network.
Right, but these games have NFL,
ESPN and Fox.
Yeah, and NFL broadcasters, and they're sharing data for some of the idea of, like, the guy in the sky, and if the overtime rule works here, the NFL can take it, and it's not, you know, copyrighted and protected by the XFL. Like, they're sharing information.
It's not quite an NBA Development League relationship, but it's also not as disparate as the CBA and the NBA tried to remain.
Right, so, like, I think a few of those things are good. I think they would have been really well served to have a bona fide, intriguing superstar. Like, say they threw $15 million at Trevor Lawrence on a one-year deal. That would be unbelievable.
It was interesting because I heard Oliver Luck talking, I forget where, but I heard him talking, and he was out here selling, well, you know, these guys are, we're going to have them on $50,000 contracts, and they're going to be working hard to make the bonus money for winning games. And I was like,
See, that's not what I want to watch.
Right.
Like, I don't want to watch guys that are making union wage. Like, you know, I want to watch great football players.
And I looked at the radio and I was like, you're really selling it, Oliver.
Yeah.
You're really selling it to me.
But, you know, if they got Tebow, if they got Kaepernick, if they got Trevor Lawrence.
But they closed the door on Kaepernick. Like, that's, like, why
because
would
they're,
you?
You know what they're doing.
Though. I do know what they're doing. I know what Vince McMahon, he's been trading in that type of nonsense for a long time.
I think it was the initial press release where he was like, and our players will stand for the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, it was right away. It was a press conference. It was in the first, like, 5 minutes of the press conference. Like,
I don't think anyone asked.
Live on YouTube. Nowhere else, but live on YouTube. And then, like, there they were doing their thing.
So there's that. But no, I think that's the one thing that they're missing. I have no attachment to any of the people in that league, even if we know a few of the fringe people. It's like, I'm not clamoring to see more of Aaron Murray as a quarterback, who's one of the starters. Mm. I'm not interested.
If I can get personal for a second on the news of the day, I have a really busy day today. I got some music stuff to do.
Please
later.
Make this personal.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. But you know, it's got a real busy day later, and I'm like, you know, can you come in here and work? And you know, sometimes you want to work, sometimes you can't, etc. But the news of the day: this Mookie Betts trade.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's why. But here's why it's interesting, and not about the Red Sox thing. But my brother is like one of the archetypal sports fans of my life. Like he was the guy who was, he painted Fenway Park on his wall and he had little slots for the baseball cards and he put them on the wall
yeah.
and would listen to the games and move the cards around the wall as the game went on as he's listening to it on the radio. And I'm like 5 years old. I'm like, oh my God, everything he liked in sports, I liked. And we were in a text thread this morning about this trade. And yeah, he does happen to be a Red Sox fan. But the point is how he responded to it. My dad sends the thing about the trade, and my brother says, yeah. And he has a throwing up his hands emoji. Like, what are you going to do? He said, you just can't get attached to players anymore. And that is like the guy I learned how to be a sports fan from. Coming to a begrudging realization. He's older than me, so maybe he's seen it more. Maybe he's got a little more detached. But this is the message that this kind of thing sends, because there is nothing, there is no negative that I can imagine anybody would have. Apparently they did on the radio last night.
We're going to hear EEI calls on the show today.
But I can't, there is nothing you could sell as a negative to why a team would not want their fifth round draft pick who has developed into Mookie Betts and what he is. There is no reason to get rid of him except the self-imposed rules of a billionaire. And this is the damage they're doing to the very concept of fandom itself.
I'm with you 100%, Speaks. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't understand the now what'll happen is that there will be people that'll try to drag Mookie through the mud, just like what's already been happening with Bryant and will continue to happen with Bryant if it happens.
I dismiss that. I heard you and Bernsie and McKnight talking about that. I'm like, no, man, there's nothing. There's nothing that you can possibly do to vilify Mookie, but apparently they're doing it in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is insane.
The guy who went out and fed the homeless after a playoff game.
Without telling anybody.
That guy is now a villain. That guy.
The guy was asked to switch positions and then won 4 gold gloves in a row.
Correct. Best right fielder in the game.
It just feels, I get the logical argument, and I know that Joe Sheehan and other smart baseball people are making it. You get two players who you control for longer. Mookie Betts wasn't going to sign.
We don't know that.
I agree, obviously. And then you have more money to spend on other players, and maybe you have 4 players instead of 1, and I understand it, but it's inherently bad for the sport. They just at some point, we were talking about logic earlier and math, and everybody can quantify everything in baseball. There is still always that other thing in sports. And I want to get into that today, because it's inherently bad for sports if you completely remove yourself from attachment.
Yeah, yep. the whole concept, the entire basis of the thing is about attachment. And I feel like we went from a throwaway joke line that Jerry Seinfeld used 25 years ago. You know, you're really rooting for laundry. And it was a throwaway line. And now it is bankable business for ownership to say, it's okay. They're rooting for laundry. They're counting on that. And it's loathsome, and it's damaging to the entire emotional construct of the thing.
It feels awful. For everything that teams ask us to attach to then have the players that are not just meeting but exceeding our expectations as both players and citizens.
It's a fifth round draft pick. Who evolved into this?
He's perfect. He's the perfect player. I mean, other than Mike Trout. He's the second best player in the game. Everybody has flaws, even Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. He has the fewest flaws of anybody. And I was saying this to Speaks earlier, if he was on Tampa or the White Sox or the Brewers or 24 of the 30 teams in the sport, I wouldn't have nearly the problem with this that I do.
Because you would know that those teams weren't in a position to pay him what he was worth.
Exactly.
Well,
even though every team can afford those big contracts, right? Uh-huh. Machado goes to the Padres. Like, everybody can afford one of them. We have been trained for 30 years to understand financial baseball inequity.
They successfully sold us on the idea that, look, there's only six or eight teams who can play in this playing field, and everybody else just do it another way. Okay, we eventually bought that. We are in the middle of them trying to sell us that even the big teams have to play it like that.
And that's unacceptable.
Agreed.
And so that, to me, that's the new thing here that's happening. And I want to get into it. We got John Morosi at 2:30. We got Wani at 4. Andy McCullough is going to join us at 4:30. So we're going to hang out with this and this huge story, how it relates to the Cubs. We have EEI audio. We have parade audio from Kansas City.
Be careful out there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. People falling out of trees naked and car chases happening, and they're chugging beers and throwing beers at each other. It looks awesome.
I know that the police have to do what they have to do to stop someone in the car, but I kept thinking, like, as they're ramming the car, I'm like, there are people.
Just hundreds of people.
Like,
around.
Right there.
Yeah.
Like, that could have gone sideways in a bad way.
Yeah, I'm looking. I want to know what happened there, because that didn't. Everyone's calling it a car chase. He wasn't going very fast. Like, that honestly looked like a guy who turned down the wrong street and was like, oh my God, I'm in a parade. Like, that wasn't a car chase. Like, he was going 10 miles an hour.
Well, I gotta tell you, a mistake that stupid demands police attention.
But could you imagine all of a sudden you've got thousands of people in red lining the streets? So you're like, where are all the cars? And then, hey, there's two. Oh, they're coming fast. They have sirens.
I'm being chased.
Oh, they're ramming the side of my... I made a horrible mistake. Things have gone terribly wrong. So, yeah.
Well, and boys, enjoy yourselves. You guys are... I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Yes,
thank
you.
Great day to have Matt Spiegel in the building for this, for sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.